Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This episode, narrated by John Cooper Clarke, traces the career of Ernest Borgnine, one of the most familiar Hollywood character actors. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hermes Efron Bonino, or Ernest Borgnine, was born in Connecticut in 1917. His parents emigrated from different parts of Italy and had met and married in America. They split up when he was 2 years old, and he went to live back in Italy with his mother until he was six. His parents were then reconciled and the family settled in New Haven. His younger sister was born in 1925. When he was 18, he joined the Navy and served 6 years until 1941, but re-enlisted after Pearl Harbor and served another 4 years. He still had no idea what he wanted to do, but his mother suggested acting would suit his personality. How right she was. He completed a course at Hartford and then spent 4 years in Virginia at the Barter Theatre. In 1949, he made his debut on Broadway, playing a male nurse in Harvey. He moved to Los Angeles in 1951 and made his screen debut in an adventure called China Corsair and appeared in another Columbia picture, Robert Siodmak's Richer Than the Earth, with Lloyd Bridges and Dorothy Gish, sister of Lillian. He got TV work and also made The Mob, a film noir with Broderick Crawford set on the New York waterfront. Here's the opening music by George Duning. Borgnine must have had a pretty good agent, because he was kept busy with TV until 1953, when he worked with Delmer Daves, Andre de Toth, and finally Fred Zinnemann on From Here to Eternity, where he was suddenly in the big time with Burt Lancaster, Montgomery Clift, Deborah Kerr, Frank Sinatra, Donna Reed. The film became huge, with no less than 13 Oscar nominations and 8 wins. Clift, Lancaster and Carr were all nominated for their leading roles, but none of them won. This is Lisolette Malkowski singing Aloha Oi.
Aloha.
Dem Herz gerissen. Lebe wohl, noch heute heißt's Ade. Liebes Kind, das Abschied nehmen müssen. ist das Los aller der von der See. Aloha, hey, aloha, hey, mein Schiff fährt morgen früh in See. Es war so schön, mit dir zu gehen, doch einmal muss es doch geschehen. Übers Jahr, mein Schatz, dann komm ich wieder. Und dann ist die ganze Welt voll Sonnenschein. Rote Blüten fallen auf uns nieder. Und es wird wieder mal Frühling sein. Aloha, hey. Aloha, hey, mein Schiff fährt morgen früh in See. Es war so schön, mit dir zu gehen. Ich freu mich auf ein Wiedersehen.
Ernest was now Hot Box Office, and 1954 was a busy year for him. He made three westerns, Johnny Guitar with Nicholas Ray opposite Joan Crawford and Sterling Hayden, Andre de Tott's The Bounty Hunter with Randolph Scott, and Robert Aldrich's Vera Cruz with Burt Lancaster and Gary Cooper. Here's Peggy Lee singing the title song from Johnny Guitar.
Play the guitar, play it again, my Johnny. Maybe you're cold, but you're so warm. I was always a fool for my Johnny, for the one they call Johnny Guitar. Play it again, Johnny Guitar. What if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind, I know. Johnny, like the one they call Johnny Guitar.
Veracruz is considered a precursor to the spaghetti westerns and was a big success. It was shot entirely on location in Mexico and is one of Aldrich's favourite films. Here's the opening theme by Hugo Friedhofer. During filming, Borgnine and Charles Bronson rode in full costume to a nearby town for cigarettes and were held by Mexican federales, who thought they were real bandidos. Borgnine's star was in the ascent, and in 1955 he won Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of Marty in the movie of the same name. He got the lead part after being recommended by Robert Aldrich. The film was never expected to do well at the box office, but it won first prize at Cannes and slowly built in popularity to end up winning the Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director and Best Screenplay Oscars. Not bad for a low-budget movie. This is Harry Warren's end theme.
What happened? What happened? Hey, Marty!
Hey, Marty!
Hey, Marty! What happened with you? Saturday we had a party.
A party.
Frankie and Lou, everybody but you. Where was you Thursday? Hey Marty.
Hey Marty.
Hey Marty, for our bowling game. It seems like a year since we chug-a-lugged a beer. Hey Marty, you must have a dame, a dame. Hey Marty, you must have a dame, must have a
Ernest was kept busy for the next decade, making westerns, war films and others, even playing Betty Davis's husband in Gore Vidal's The Catered Affair, 1956. In 1960, he made two interesting movies, André de Tott's Confessions of a Counter Spy and Richard Wilson's Pay or Die, about the early years of the Mafia in New York. He worked solidly throughout the 60s, making several notable movies. The Flight of the Phoenix, directed by Aldrich, was a great adventure story. The stellar cast of James Stewart, Richard Attenborough, Peter Finch, Hardy Krueger, Dan Jurea and George Kennedy worked well together with Ian Bannon and Borgnine. Bannon earned an Oscar nomination for his supporting role and the edit by Michael Luciano was also nominated. Here's the Phoenix love theme, sung by Connie Francis.
La 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 la
2 years later, he made The Dirty Dozen with Lee Marvin, Charles Bronson, John Cassavetes, George Kennedy, Richard Jekyll, Robert Ryan, Telly Savalas, Donald Sutherland and Trini Lopez. It was another Aldrich adventure movie and Borgnine seemed to be Aldrich's go-to guy, almost like a good luck charm. It was another blockbuster. Here's John Philip Sousa's The Thunderer.
Thank you.
2 years after that, Borgnine was cast in Sam Peckinpah's Western masterpiece, The Wild Bunch, with William Holden, Robert Ryan, Warren Oates, and Edmund O'Brien. Peckinpah showed us the underbelly of the Wild West, with the losers looking for an excuse to escape real life in one last heist. This is La Golondrina by Narcisco Serradell. Wild Bunch was praised and condemned with equal vehemence, the surefire sign of a masterpiece. The story behind the making of this film is fascinating and fully deserves a programme of its own. Borgnine kept working and just couldn't keep away from those epics. In 1972, he made the Poseidon Adventure, about an ocean liner that capsizes. On duty for this one was Gene Hackman, Shelley Winters, Red Buttons, Stella Stevens and Roddy McDowell. The film spawned a famous song, The Morning After, sung here by René Armand.
Have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the store. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find a place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late, not while we're living. Let's put our hands out. Escape the darkness, we won't be searching anymore.
Throughout the 70s, Borgnine made a string of forgettable pictures. Then in 1981, he was cast in John Carpenter's Escape from New York. Set in 1997, New York has become a giant prison, and the president himself has to be rescued after his plane crashes there. Kurt Russell, Lee Van Cleef, Donald Pleasence and Harry Dean Stanton also starred, and the film was the last blockbuster to involve Borgnine. It had a $7 million budget. Due to the success of John Carpenter's two previous films, Halloween and The Fog, and was mostly shot in East St. Louis, Illinois. This is Claude Debussy's Engulfed Cathedral. Ernest continued working in films and TV right up to the age of 95, when he died of kidney failure in Los Angeles in 2012. I want to leave you with one of his personal quotes. "Where can we find these great actors we had yesteryear? Guys like Spencer Tracy, Gary Cooper and Edward G. Robinson. I was talking to Lee Marvin the other day and we agreed that we were the last of a breed." Too right, Ernest Borgnine. R.I.P. Here's some Enrico Caruso from Pay or Die.